Hi, welcome everybody. Thank you for tuning in. We have our special guest back with us for a fourth interview. That's right, a fourth time here. Blue Crystal in Phoenix, how are you?
I am great, Mike.
It's good to have you. And for those who may have missed the first three interviews or just may not know what we're talking about here, please explain to everybody who you are.
All right. My name is Blue Crystalline Phoenix, aka Chernobyl, the D80 format, and dealing with as Unified Federation President and the acquisitional effect as High Galactic Commander in Space Force, bringing about the betterment for the age of mankind and also the protocols intact through the higher extraterrestrials.
Okay. So for those who need it dumbed down a little bit, you're from not of this world. You're not of this planet. You're an extraterrestrial, an advanced intellect. Is that right?
Exactly. Infused higher intellect into a coordinated being shell.
So again, to dumb that down again, this was through an infusion process. This wasn't something that you didn't know about this since birth. Your family was informed at a certain age and you've been slowly can you explain that part again?
Self-processing statistic over calling codes of what was initiated since a child unit stasis. And the fact that the Zeta Reticuli, the race who I run with, have been in acquisition with my being as of since then. But the higher mainframe of what my 13th realm dimensional frequency overlay runs through has been on that acquisition, but a higher inlay.
Okay. All right. Now, I have a couple questions for you that some viewers have sent, and somebody says, wants to know if you've ever been hospitalized.
It's initial prelimitory scale wave. Many on this, listen, that type of infrastructure needs to be removed and delegated better for mankind. I will not enunciate to that because the amount of stupidity that is forfeited upon that processing code. Only to humans who don't understand the way they are putting out wavelengths. And I'm not just saying this for myself, but for anybody. That type of healthcare, You want to help somebody, you put it in right. But yeah, I've been and dealt with that type of thing before, only on false terms. But let me tell you one thing. It made them look stupid.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
And another question here, if you've had healing powers mm-hmm. or healing capabilities, why the and we talked about smoking weed before. Mm-hmm. So the question is if you and your kind can heal others or self heal, why the need for marijuana?
The encrypted code for that, I heal regardless of the effect. It's just an enhancement encoding through the higher beings in lower terms because it was brought here from such. It's a God-given herb that was an acquainted source frequency code to help on a healing statistic. For the body capsulized code in the mind structure, it's not just for the higher beings intact code, but it can help and acquisite for all of mankind.
Okay. And we've talked in the past about JFK Jr., just to kind of rewind a little bit for some folks that there's some very important news that a lot of people aren't aware of, that a lot of people think that they know the news. Based on my previous conversations with you, it's come to light that maybe we've been lied to about certain things over the years, and JFK Jr. is one of those things. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yes. And the main fact is they were never insigniated on death protocol. The last format of the Federation into frequency code on what's to come for an advanced society has to do with the Kennedys. And it has to do with the allotted encoding of what's actually happening here behind the scenes. It's just routing into the signature ways between Space Force, the Federation, Kennedys, stuff with Trump, what people don't understand behind the scenes, that is more on the cosmic sense, and other acquisitional codes of effect.
All right, so you just gave us a lot there, but to break it down for people, JFK Jr., Trump, the Space Force, and the Federation, they're all working together. They're all, this is all one unit now.
Yes, think about QH or the Q movement. Initializing is all still all going to the same retro speed. Like Space Force and military does not just go with just the military. There's an extraterrestrial part department of it, like I had stated. That is another thing I'm sure we're going to have to go into in a minute to talking about. But Kennedy's has to do with the Federation and has to do with Space Force too. But that's not to be released all at once yet, because they are working behind the scenes to maintain protocols to enhance what needs to be placed for mankind and being able to remove the bad acquisitional effects currently here.
So we've talked in the past about maybe the reason for the trickling out of disclosure of extraterrestrial beings or what have you. Maybe the trickling out is because mankind can't handle that truth. And maybe the trickling it out piece by piece, drip by drip, is the best way to put it out there. Is that what we're saying with this information here about the Kennedys being alive and working with Trump and working with the Federation and working with Space Force? Is that why?
Mostly humanity, and unfortunately, since recent protocols were placed upon this planet of a certain effect, have dumbed down their DNA format, made them more mean and less understanding. But a reversal effect is in order to be able for them to understand better. And as thus, it helps, and it will help with the awakening process. Humanity likes things that are on provocation or protocol that is unknown. When it's an unknown outlay to them, they're curious. Humans are curious beings, so they want to know what's going on. So they're going to want to aim for that instead of what's currently going on right now.
All right. And your position with the Space Force, can you explain more about that?
Yes, absolutely. The prelimatory affairs and acquisitional codes are as thus. Through Space Force and what our unit itinerates with and the guardianship of the extraterrestrial department, we deal with the high-lifting energetic protocols or enhancement core codes that deal with the matrix itself. The matrix, meaning the core planet, initializing the energetic source code and maintainment structure of removing negative graphene effects and being able to put in a better protocol instead, so it's not causing so much of a massive reloop upon the scale itinerary for this entire planet.
All right. So
elemental reversing loops is one of the main causeways of effects that our initial department deals with. And the infrastructure, as well as obtaining protocols on coordinated effects. But that I cannot enunciate about.
Okay. So I think I've seen and heard a lot of people talking about a change in the weather. Can you explain more about that? Because I have a feeling that you're going to be able to give me some sort of information here.
Yes, the change in the weather also has to do with the alternating and the infrastructure of putting any elemental frequencies that help. Like, for instance, the auric frequency rays or the ionic frequency waves that deal with the sun structure itself are platonically being enhanced recently within the 2-year time frame to help innovate the better DNA sequencing codes here. Also, it's coordinated a reloop upon the realm as well. And there are other reasons. The sun and the moon structure are not linear structures that humans most perceive that, but they are actually habitable. And there are other structures of effect similar than just one of two and causeway of effect upon this realm or off it. There's more than one or two set sun lunar structures, and some of them are not even acquainted as a lunarscopic structure or a sunscopic structure. They are either dealing with a high star unit effect or something on a living capacity wave that can move.
Well, being we're talking about weather here, is climate change or global warming or whatever you want to call it, is that a real thing or not?
It's part of it. The lunar and the linear and the lunarscopic wave, the sun and moon is part of this. Part of what our unit does is relaying these communications between two structures, telemetric wise, because there are actually higher innovations that run through these structures that help with telepathic communication. I've been able to expose certain prelimatory scale waves on Facebook the other day of actual star units coming out of the sun structure, or an invasive relay line of a communication scale. What is happening is this is a tri-way lateral mix of moving of a paradox effect. So that does run with the elementals in a way.
Okay, so to dumb that down for somebody else who can't follow that, am I to believe that it's those same good versus evil forces we've been talking about? They're trying to use that to their advantage one way or the other.
Let me dumb it down. It's pretty much a core cleanse and a telemetric communication with the higher beings to help renovate this planet better and work against that of the bad wavelengths that are causing certain graphene effects in the elementals.
All right. Now, how is things cosmically around us, around our Earth? Like, for instance, this past June 24th was an ideal time to see five planets lined up, you know, in a line in the sky. And I guess you hardly ever see that. I've heard an old phrase. Yeah, that'll happen when the moon, the planets and the stars all line up. Could that have any effect on anything that we're dealing with now, that the planets actually physically lining up like that?
It's an energetic cosmic tone wave that can core manipulate the actual electromagnetic grid itself and move things around into that infrastructure. So yes, it can cause one's neural pathways to go off balance. It can cause the energetic grid to go off balance, or it can actually move around the timeline and initiate that itself.
And you had mentioned the sun or the star. What did you call them? The star seed?
What, the sun and the moon, the linear structure?
The thing you had put on Facebook about the star, something about something coming from the sun. I'd seen also parallel to that, I'd seen people reporting about these new sunspots facing the Earth. Is that the same thing or no?
This is another thing I want to enunciate about the elementals, is why I asked about this. Listen, it's actually energetic electromagnetic interferences, frequencies core communicated through us in telepathic communication with the higher integrated beings. And these frequencies are causing major energetic intones and DNA upgrades upon this realm. That's why it's doing this now more than ever.
Okay, being it's electromagnetic, is this something that can really take down the grid?
Well, the electromagnetic fields run through the whole entire cosmic realm. That's what the aether runs to. If you think about it, humans have dumbed that level down. They think an electromagnetic field is just one itinerary. You got to think on a higher skill way, because the electromagnetic fields also run and inlay with dark matter. And not the type of dark matter that humans think and perceive as something bad. This type of dark matter and imagery code with the electromagnetic fields, it causes an influx upon the elementals itself. Elementals of the aether, it's the main signature code that runs through the whole entire core source grid itself.
All right. So, but now Earth has this magnetic thing coming from the core that's supposed to protect us from a lot of these waves. Is that a thing that's controllable, or is that it is what it is and there are certain waves that can penetrate and certain waves that can't?
It can be core controllable. There are high advanced technologies and electromagnetic polarity movements through quantum reconstruction that can help elevate the actual retrograde itself. And that can include and up to other planetary realms, being able to maintain that polarity field there so humans can intact a wavelength to be able to stay there and live on that planetary realm.
Now, we have talked in the past about different types of extraterrestrials, different types of advanced intellects. If I personally, all of a sudden tomorrow, I run into something that I perceive as an extraterrestrial, which we've learned from talking can also be interdimensional as well, if I understand correctly. I want to know, how do I know what that extraterrestrial or advanced intellect's intentions are? Like, I'm sure on the planet Earth, if I'm a human being, fair or not, sometimes I can judge a book by its cover and go, wow, that looks like a dangerous person. I don't know if I want, you know what I mean? And sometimes that's not the right way to do business, but it is what it is. So do we just learn which civilizations are hostile and which aren't? Or is it that we should always be defensive, or how should we approach that?
Well, for humanity and their calling code, since they're in their lower fractal of the realm effect, they could learn. They don't want to jump to conclusions because some species that look similar, like for instance, Zeta Reticuli and Gray, or Zeta Reticuli, Panda Gray, and Maitri, which are the same type of species, but they're like, from what humans were perceived, they got different colors, different spectrums from countries, same wavelength. But the Maitri are a great species that are not in good scale waves. The Zeta and others are an acquisition, but to humans, it's like we're going to pinpoint and blame all of them because they're still gray. You get what I mean? They got to learn what these type of species are before they propagate any type of reaction, because you don't want to point fingers at the wrong type of inlay. And then the next thing you know, the whole entire planetary realm gets justified on a bad equation.
So if we've come to the conclusion that, yes, there are beings from somewhere else, is it possible that these evil powers could use that to their advantage in a false flag event?
Yes, absolutely. That's why you have to watch out what type of species it is in integration code and why it's being rectified that way. That's another thing. Use your common sense. You will know the good and the bad and the in-between. If one wants to know if this justified being is on a good inlay regardless, they will know just by its itinerary at hand. You got to watch out for that type of thing besides the retrospect of learning acquisition. The actions as well. Not just learning, but also the actions of that being.
So is it possible that there's other species on this planet now that we can think are mythical or imaginative or what have you? In Florida, they have the skunk ape, or in a Yeti or Bigfoot, depending on what part of the world you're in. Is it possible those are extraterrestrial?
Well, I would love to perceive and say enunciate this. To humans' perspective, Bigfoot came more or less from ape stature and alienoid stature and integrated through a mainframe of a higher intellect species. Now, humans came from civilizations brought here from a Pleiades structure. Bigfoot, they are initial species that are more or less, they got higher advanced schematics about them. They're psychic, they're in tune, they watch humans and tap through that relay code. Most of them are good, but they're like their own acquisitional code, just like humans are. Like they ran through the ape family. They want to keep their own limitations. They don't want to coexist with humanity right now because they have their own family. That's why they watch, and that's why, because I'm sure I've heard many people saying they've watched them doing stuff and then they take off. That's happened. They're curious beings. They want to know what humans could do because they already know their own technologies. Their own technologies are more through their mind than through what they can do. Being able to that, they're a little bit more advanced than humans on that encoding.
I was going to say, because from looks, and we just talked about that, judging the book by its cover, from looks, it seems they're very primitive.
Yes, but the Yeti, from looks, and some other types, like the Himalayans and the mountainous regions, Bigfoot, you need to stay away from them. Humans are not to mess with them because they are very territorial. And that goes for higher elevated species too. Like rakes, for instance, which are more higher extraterrestrial species that live in Florida. I don't know if you ever heard of them or not. Alien looking, pale in skin, people have said about them. They are not nice. And they tend to stay underground and they tend to stay in wet areas and they will attack on site. They are very territorial. Just like humans can know this too. There's an automatic sequencing code where you just avoid certain beings already. They should automatically know that.
We talked about that in the past, I think, when we were like, follow your gut or whatever your instincts tell you at that point. You know, we've talked about some of the extraterrestrial or advanced intellect having an impact on our history as a whole. We've talked about the opportunity for maybe that to be what we perceived as biblical things or prophecies or angels or gods may have been in fact extraterrestrial. Can you talk more about that, about how that's give me an example, for instance, maybe about how that's crossed over with the ETs and religion.
Okay, so ETs and religion, like Jesus Christ, for instance, he was Pleiades structure. His intact fusing being didn't even call from a human DNA intact code. The interracial wavelengths of the deity format through that, for one thing. And there are others in the intact frequency code, like Noah's Ark. Initially, there was a vote algorithm that happened on that leeway conjuncture, but it's not considered all the way in tune on that biblical effect like others perceive. As well as many other types of encodings in DET form or close to proximity, like ancients of old that have come here through that, like Poseidon, Hathor, Ra, all of them, all those type of formats or gods and goddesses were actually signalized humanoid codes for helping in an existing planetary realm or placing what needs to be affected through that timeline. Yes, they are higher intact beings, fusal, deity form. It runs through the prelimitary stairs of an altered dimensional frequency code.
So we've kind of hinted around this before, but because of your infusion, are we to assume that when we talk in the Bible, we talk about God creating man? So alien or extraterrestrial or advanced intellect really created man then? Is that what we're saying here?
Like I had stated through Bigfoot, how they run through more or less an evolvement form or similar structure through apes. Humans weren't from apes. They didn't evolve from apes, like scientists have said. No. They didn't do that, and they didn't reconstruct through themselves through the Big Bang Theory either. And it was not all the way intact through the Bible as well. Eden wasn't even considered a garden. That's why it was never found. It was considered a star unit brought here for human DNA capsules to encode themselves with. Pleiades structure, Nordic structure, Andromedans, Anunnaki, and other signature codes to reptid species that come intact through being able to encrypt DNA code upon humanity. Humans also have gray signature codes. Every human code here has a gray signature outlining about it. They don't know that the DNA sequencing code that they have runs through that. That's because of prelimitory scale waves that were brought here.
So I had stumbled across the video on YouTube, and it was kind of done like a cartoon, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like for entertainment. It was just demonstrating what the author was reading. And they made mention, and they were telling you step by step, hour by hour, what the protocols are on our response should we have ET or advanced intellect contact, and it's publicly known. For instance, they say, okay, we had contact, and this spaceship or whatever is coming toward Earth, and it, you know, we sent something up to intercept it, and there's certain protocols. Is that kind of what's in place now? Is there protocols in place for an invasion or a sighting, or how's that work? Do you know?
Well, most humanity doesn't understand that Higher Itinerary has been working with militarized government for many years. They're not going to allow a certain bad encryption codes to come into effect. And when they do come into effect, there are other acquisitions like myself and others, or the higher beings in tech that we run through are helping into that equation. Like Federation, for instance, has been around for a long time, but it's behind the scenes and people haven't known about it for a long time. Things had to be on priorities that effect for their timeline justifications. Humans do not, like I said, and even you have the neural capacity wavelengths to be able to withstand everything at once. So they have to maintain equal priority so exposure can go on proper effect. a better understanding will come into that.
All right. Now, is it possible that not only have they extraterrestrials or advanced intellects been working with the various governments, including the U.S. government, is it possible they're not treating all those governments equally, or maybe one species or one race of ET is helping one and one's helping another? I flash back to World War II days where I hear reports of Nazi interest in extraterrestrials sending missions to Antarctica. And then after the war, we sent missions to Antarctica. So it leads me to believe there's a good and evil both.
Antarctica?
Yes.
I will stop you here. Antarctica is not on a bad leeway. I can't tell you, but I can tell you it's part of the cosmic. That's all I can say. I'm not allowed to permit anything else, because that's still confidential. The maintainment code is as thus. That has to do with, and there's certain other effects coordinated around this realm for better recalling codes.
I get an argument with my co-host of one of my podcasts, both mics. I'm telling him there's something going on in Antarctica, and he's like, no, there's nothing down there. They won't allow you to go down there because there's nothing down there. I'm like, why are so many countries have stations and scientists, and everybody's got their flag in the ground, and everybody's there, and I hear about missions flying over this big crater type thing, and they're not allowed to, they're debriefed and said, you can't talk about that and so forth. So, I mean, there's something there.
I'm not permitted to say much either. I'm so sorry. I can only say that it does have to do with cosmic protocols. And in the near future, if things go on the right attribute, that and other sectors on this coordinated lateral term should help this planet. That's all I can say.
All right. Now,
I end up getting myself in trouble.
what we call is a UFO, and an unidentified flying object. I've also heard the term USO, submersible. And I've been telling my co-hosts at both mics that this is a possibility as well. I mean, 2/3 of the planet is covered by water. You don't think there's some sort of extraterrestrial technology that can penetrate the water and possibly live right under? We know more about the moon, and we don't know anything, than we do about the ocean. There could be a whole civilizations living under the ocean that we don't know about.
There is. And that includes ancient societies through the mermaids and intact structures there. Mermaid societies, Atlantis, Talos societies, advanced societies, and there's also infrastructures that deal with certain scientists, if you will, or military movements that on higher equilateral terms to advance an undercalling code through the under societies on this planet, because this planet just doesn't run through an outer grid frame. There are tunnels, there are acquisitional codes underneath. Underneath. Sorry about that.
No. We had talked about that in the past too. That there's civilization inside the planet, underneath the ground.
Yes, and one of the major tunnels that goes into acquisition that can go to Antarctica, tunnels that can go through to Oregon, the western perimeter of the United States. There are major tunnels that can reach through these Talos societies as well through certain infrastructures in the Pacific Ocean and the West Pacific, and also dealing with certain other delegated mainframes and seas. These types of tunnels run through an alligated mainframe through the Talos Society or Taros societies. These types of societies are more advanced in infrastructure and also co and collaborate with certain procedures that need to be intact for humans calling codes on the evolvement form process. Because certain things, if they were innovated outlining right now and placed wrongly, and someone encapsulated themselves taking that into effect, it could pretty much reverberate this whole entire matrix at a downfall. So while we almost have to play safe when we're acquisiting higher codes of effect that humans don't normally have.
We had talked about extraterrestrials, advanced intellects being not only from somewhere else, but some other time or some other dimension as well. Can you explain that again, please?
Like an altered dimension or a time loop, an initialization form of a multi-sequencing code from another lateral term of effect. It can be initialized through the energetic source wave of your third eye tenor ray by movement speed because of the energetic tone where it circulated at in self-movement, or being able to have a physical realm of effect and lay through certain hypersonic wavelengths or portals, tarot portals, if you will.
Wow. So it is possible to jump from, yeah. So when I perceive something, it could have been there the whole time, just not visible to me.
Yes, exactly. That's why the innovation codes of being able to open up the third eye and being able to elevate your psyche or psychic awareness is a big, big, big justification speed that needs to go into most humans' calling codes. If they want to be able to move themselves forward, there's one way to be able to get off from one equation to another, move from one realm to another. It doesn't have to be physical. You want to extend the processing speeds, you got to learn to use the hyper-equatorial terms, the psyche, the advanced status of an astral, if you will, movements of your energetic wavelengths.
Is that obtainable through meditation, or how do humans take that step?
Well, unfortunately, humans are so low in their encoding, they have to take meditation. But if they learn to elevate their speed processing units better, it can be instant. Like you can be able to taste, feel, smell, all of your senses in calibration code to a higher statistic. And the energy you feel from it can extend through that period. It's not impossible to be able to advance the astral projection to that itinerary. But once you do, you'll be able to extend your motivation codes further and learn from there where you're going to go, and also from the actual physical encapsulizing codec of it. So that way, human can have a better freedomized society amongst itself because they're able to elevate their mind better.
Are we in a good position with who is on the good side and who is on the evil side? Like if I was watching somebody play chess and I saw the one side, one color of the pieces, the black pieces had all their pieces on the board, and the white pieces only had a handful of pieces. Are we in a good position? I trust I'm on the good side. I trust you're on the good side. Does it balance out when you look at that from up top, the good versus evil? Is it a fair matchup or no?
Well, when you say we, do you mean perceive into just anyone on the mankind calling scale?
Well, I guess I'm kind of opening up to the fact that there's a good and evil on the planet. There's good and evil at the extraterrestrials. Mm-hmm. For mankind's sake and for human's sake, do we at least have a fighting chance?
Well, preliminary skill ways, the Federation stays on tact and on cue with what they need to. And humanity starts awakening with their processing. Take a step back. Learn from what's going on and process your thoughts better. Motivational codes is as thus. The equilibrium can be set for betterment for all. But certain encodings that are causing these problems, unjustified wavelengths need to be rearticulated from their neural paths and moved out of that equation. Because if they don't, it's going to justify this entire planet at an uncalled scaling wave. It's going to pull it out to where humans don't want it to be.
How do I convince somebody who may not believe what we've been talking about today, may not believe any of it? I know there's certain people you just can't reach. I can lead a horse to water, but I can't make them drink. Is there anything that you or I can say to those people who may not understand or believe or want to believe what's going on here, and they're just, no, that doesn't affect me, I'm going to leave it alone?
Well, as source wave obtained, you can't force free will. It is their justified process if they want to maintain what they want to or not. No one can force them. They can go ahead and they can accept that perimeter and want to know what's really going on. Call me nuts, fine. Call others nuts, fine. But then again, what's really happening behind the scenes? What's really going on in this mainframe? Take it into effect. You want to go upon your bipartisan ruling codes of one itinerary or the other. But think about how and what's really going on. This is what I'm saying to human calling codes. Pay attention.
There's some people that I reach out to or reach out to me, or that I have relationships with, whether it's friends, family, acquaintances, whatever. And I could just tell there's some people that are just like, yeah, no. And I'm like, yeah. And I feel like, you know, hey, if something hits the fan, I don't want to be that guy, I told you so, but you know, so I'm trying, it's that careful balance. I'm like, so I try more than not to just not talk about these things with some people. Is that healthy or not?
Well, you never want to force some knowledge on people. You never want to force it, because by forcing something, it could actually push them away further.
Right.
And instead, you find a smart way to incorporate that knowledge for others to understand a bit better. Besides the smart way, learning to rectify that code, so it's moving forward the lateral terms for all to have a better understanding.
Awesome. Awesome. As we wrap up here, how can people get in touch with you? How can they reach you on the socials, or how do they get in touch with you?
I can go by my Facebook page, Blue Crystalline Phoenix. Also, I don't mind incorporating my email, which is crystalwallace@gmail.com. Only on Aquafit. If you're in an emergency or you need to contact me about something, or it's paranormal, or it's justified ET, you're more than welcome. But I'd rather others contact me through Facebook more than anything, or Twitter.
Okay. All right. Blue, I really appreciate having you again. I look forward to speaking to you again in the future here. And, you know, you're welcome anytime. So if anything comes up, you just let me know. I'll be there. All right.
All right, absolutely, Mike. And you have a wonderful day.
All right. You too, Blue.
Mm-hmm.